the first time I went to Seattle was on a bet. I was at a party with a buddy of mine named Easy Bob Denke. And Easy Bob said you could get good seafood in Minneapolis. I'm like, no way, Bob. You got to go to one of the coasts. No, he said, there's a restaurant. Flies it in here fresh every day. And I'm thinking, Bob doesn't know anything about seafood. Bob's idea of sushi is a thawed-out fish stick. So that night, we find ourselves on a boxcar screaming out of the St. Paul Freight Yards, me and Bob Denke in my big mouth, and we're headed for Seattle, Washington. And the first thing Bob does is take a 2x4 board and jam it in the door of the boxcar. I'm saying, what are you doing, Bob? He goes, these doors have a habit of sliding shut. And if they do, it can be up to 3 weeks before they open them again. And Bob figures a lot of unpleasantness could happen before they found our bodies. So he jams that in. I go into a corner and I fall asleep. And when I wake up, I notice the train isn't moving anymore. And I look out the boxcar door to see we've been uncoupled from the rest of the train. And Bob says, we're in a town like 80 miles west of the Twin Cities. And Bob says, don't worry, another train will be along here any minute. 3 days later, a train starts coming through the yard. And Bob says, uh-oh. And I go, what do you mean, uh-oh, Bob? He goes, this train isn't going to stop. I know about trains. He says, we're going to have to hop on a moving freight train. Okay, even I know that's stupid. I'm not the brightest bulb in the knife drawer, but I know that's a bad idea.